thank everyone for returning for part three on November 5th, 2011, as we are dealing with the atonement, as we're trying to get clarification from Yahweh on the Sabbath, that our minds might be clear and be able to perceive what He would have us to do and be. Let's have a word of prayer. Gracious Father, we thank Thee for all that You have given to us so far. Let's ask that You might be able to help us understand and perceive the greater gifts and the greater things that You want to give to us, so that we might be examples and role models as Yeshua was in His day. Mm-hmm. You know, You'll call us up to higher ground, mm-hmm. and we just ask that You might be able to allow us to surrender all to Thee.
Yes.
With these times of deception and all the things that are going on around us,
mm-hmm.
help us that we might stay awake and that You might be able to enlighten us and show us so that we might walk in the path therein. Yes. In Your Son's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. All right. So we've been able to look a little closer to James. That's where we want to start back at, so that we can start getting some final clarity on this. Okay, we started off in James chapter 1, and we started at verse number 12. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which Yahweh has promised to them that love Him. So we see here, He didn't say, blessed is the one that is tempted, because we're all tempted. He said, blessed is the man that endureth, or the human that endures through temptation, because this is the same way that Yeshua endured. Mm-hmm. So basically, He's letting us know that we can be where Yeshua was.
Hallelujah.
And that Yeshua wants to bring us to this place.
Hallelujah.
I'm blessed. And that's when you are tried.
Mm-hmm.
Now, remember, we have to be tried because we read earlier that the Messiah was made perfect how?
Through suffering.
Okay, we found that in the book of Hebrews. He was not made perfect through the prosperity gospel.
Mm-mm.
Prosperity gospel will sanctify no one.
Mm-mm.
Have no one ready. Now, remember, in Matthew, it talked about it. It's Matthew 7. It says, broad is the way
mm-hmm.
that leadeth to destruction. Wide is the gate, and many there be in that go thereat. But straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be there that
find it.
Mm-hmm.
Find it. So it didn't tell you how many actually go in once you find it.
Hmm.
So if there's few that find it, there will be even fewer
that go in.
And so when we see the whole world going down the prosperity path, you can know for surety that's not where you should be.
Mm.
That should not be difficult. But if you've been given the gospel, that's all you're supposed to be. Now, I think about it. It was this week I was thinking, as I was looking at different things, that when some of the people that, I'm doing some stuff on sustainability, and one of the things that I've been looking at is that obesity in America is 33% of the population, which is the worst in the entire planet.
Mm.
Then they said another 33% is overweight. So how many people are overweight in America and obese?
56. Mm-hmm.
That is over half or two-thirds of the entire population.
30.
Okay, so as I was, you know, I mean, this is my stuff that we're tying together. We're trying to deal with the health message, the health with the spiritual, with the mental, with the physical, with Yahweh's laws, with, I mean, hey, he got a package, and we're trying to pull it together, trying to perceive it and put it together. So anyway, as I was going through that, it to become very clear that the first temptation that we were given was what?
Appetite.
Say that again?
Appetite.
Appetite. That is correct. That was the first temptation. And we fell from there to the condition we are in today. Such that those that have, quote unquote, that are living at their liberty, and I wonder what liberty they have, because I believe they're in bondage.
Mm-hmm.
But liberty are the most unsustainable people on the planet, and will perpetuate it to get everyone to be unsustainable in their lifestyle and in their health. While the rest of the world we look at pity as being in quote-unquote poverty or economically stricken, which do not have the issues of disease and obesity that we have, which leads to chronic disease, which leads to death. And we are so blind that we are willing to give up all of our freedoms and liberty to run after this unsustainable lifestyle. And then put anybody who wants to be sustainable down. And say that you don't have the right to try to make the world sustainable. Because my right is I want to smoke. And if you could get secondhand smoke, that's too bad for you. Where I can be obese and I will take up more stuff on the planet. I will pollute it more. I will burn more gas because I need it for my weight. I will, you know, do all of these different things. Matter of fact, they said that, found out that inside of corporations, that inside the corporations, that the corporations spend $73 billion a year just dealing with obesity.
Mm-hmm.
That means you got to get extra toilets because they break.
Oh,
I mean, you got to get bigger chairs. I mean, it's just a list of things that continue on and on. That doesn't include your health cost insurance going up 10% every year because of that. Okay? That does not include the asthma, the blood pressure, the diabetes, the high blood pressure, the high cholesterol, and all the drugs you got to take and its side effects. I mean, it doesn't encounter half the stuff. So, this thing that got us in this original problem is being perpetuated in the Western world and taught as this is your freedom. And you're free to kill yourself and your children and to perpetuate this unsustainable lifestyle to the planet. And that's what's happening. The majority of India and China and all these other places, most of them, Aborigines, they do not, they most of them are vegetarians, mostly vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't have the meat. Nobody's eating steaks. Ain't nobody doing what we're doing. And they have the better health. But now we have taught their next generation through media, or as through propaganda, as through subliminal subduction, however phrase we would like to use, and now we are exporting this to the world, and all the young people are jumping on board. Such that now, France, which had 8% obesity rate in the past, and 10 years ago, now has doubled it to 15%. Still half of the United States. But now they're seeing that it's changing and that they are upset that the American lifestyle and Western world is pushing this on them and their children to buy into it. And so this thing that started, when we talk about diet, many people are totally upset that we talk about such a thing. But if diet got us in this problem, how deep do you think this diet issue is?
It has to be deep, my brother.
But that is not what's taught in the church. That's not what's taught in the government. That's not what's
in the home.
The government is supposed to protect us just like the church is supposed to protect us and look out for our well-being. But they're incorporated, is that right? And incorporation means you become one. So the church and the state has come one in purpose, ideas, and ideology. So as we move forward in trying to understand this victory issue and trying to become one with the Messiah, the thing that got us in this problem is going to be one of the things we have to get the victory over to get out of it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
As Catherine had mentioned, that they asked Yeshua why they could not cast out the demon. And she had mentioned that Yahweh said that it was only through fasting and prayer. Now, as we look back in time and as we look back in these events, we have to look at diet. If we look at diet, the first diet he gave to humans is, do y'all know what that was?
Vegetarian.
Okay, one person says vegetarian. Anyone else?
We've
got to turn there in chapter 1 in Genesis. And we're going to read verses 29. We'll start off with 27. Anyone else? I got two other people. Anyone else want to take a stab at it? I guess not. All right, let's read it. All right, Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. So Elohim created man in his own image. In the image of Elohim created he him. Male and female created he them. And Elohim blessed them. And Elohim said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. What does it mean? This is the first command he's given them. Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. What does it mean to replenish the earth?
Farming.
To restore it.
Populating.
Restore it. That's correct. That's a multiplying part is multiplying. But I just wanted to deal with replenish the earth, because when you replenish something, do you destroy it?
No.
Or do you put something back into it to help build it up?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what are we doing to the planet? Are we putting things back into the earth, or are we fertilizing and killing it? Are we putting good things into the earth, or are we pumping a bunch of carbon dioxide through coal and oil through electricity and polluting the earth, putting an ozone hole against the United States? Are we coming up with new ideas such that people can drive without polluting, such that we don't have asthma attacks and people dying and they have red, green, and yellow alerts of how bad the pollution is? Are we replenishing the earth, or are we destroying the earth?
We destroy it. We've been destroying it for years, and we still are.
Is that what he put us here to do?
No, he said replenish.
Now, guess who the biggest culprit is? The church. The church is supposed to be replenishing and teaching sustainability, and they are teaching the exact opposite. And the most place where you get the worst food is in the church.
Mm-hmm.
Or potluck, or whatever you want to call it. Killing our pastors, and they be getting bigger and bigger. Now,
I'm sorry.
Question,
it just
how close are we understanding the scriptures? The thing that started this problem, it has become our worst enemy, and we perpetuate it. And if the church tells you, and if somebody's in the church says, hey, man, we need to stop eating, man, we need to become vegetarian, we need to change our lifestyle. Why are we always sick? They'll say, hey, just have faith and let them heal you. Now, I've been at a church that was, what was that? That was a Church of Christ, okay, Pentecostal, so they believe in healing and all that. And the pastor, they said, was huge. I didn't meet him until he was much smaller. And he said that he believes in the gifts. He got the gifts. He got all these things. But he had to get an operation to stop him from eating and staple his stomach.
Mm.
And I'm saying, well, wait a minute. Didn't you just say that God can heal you from all of these problems? You still got people dying from cancer in the church, even where the gifts are. We still got everybody with high blood pressure, diabetes. Wait a minute. These are the diseases that Yahweh has said would only come on those that would not, that these were curses, the Bible says, that would come only on the people who are not following him. So how have we got to that place that we are saying that the gifts are here, all of this is happening, but for some reason we still got all of these diseases? And they say, even the world will tell you, they all stem from your diet and exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that something new that the Bible has told us? Or is that something that is ancient, that goes all the way back to Genesis?
All the way back.
Okay, so my point was that we have to be careful and try to understand what has been going on. There's lots of different areas. And so the key was, okay, as we move forward, let's look at Genesis chapter 1. I said we wanted to see what diet he gave us, because that becomes important, and we're going to see something happening here. Okay, now we read verse 27, 28, and chapter 1. And Elohim blessed them, and Elohim said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Now, let's turn to Daniel 7 for just 1 minute. That's what I wanted us to look at. Daniel 7 for 1 minute. Daniel 7 talks about four beasts. Okay? Now, this fourth beast in Daniel chapter 7 does something to the earth. And that's where we are at this point in time in history.
Yes. Cool.
Okay. All right. And verse number 23. Thus he said, Daniel 7, verse 23. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon the earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour what?
The whole earth.
Tell me, is the Western lifestyle destroying, devouring the whole earth?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And shall tread it down and break it in pieces. That's what is happening under powers that be. With not just the state, but also the church. Okay? So I spoke with many people, and they're saying, no, we're never going to give up anything. You know, everybody is scared. Everybody's giving up their rights and not even knowing it. Their freedoms and all of that stuff. Now, in verse 7 of chapter 7, the way it describes the beast at first, verse 23 gave some detail. After this, I saw in the night vision, and behold, the fourth beast, dreadful and terrible and strong exceedingly. That's what we call the superpowers.
Mm-hmm.
And it had great iron teeth. It devoured, break in pieces, and stamped the residue, or whatever was left over after everything else, with the feet of it. And it was diverse from all the other beasts which were before it, and it had 10 horns. So we see that it's destroying the residue, whatever is left over. And we obviously can see there's not much left over, because they're polluting the air, polluting the land and polluting
the water.
That's that we don't even have any more clean water. It's hard to find organic food, and we can hardly breathe clearly unless you're out in the country somewhere. Now let's get back to Genesis chapter 1, and this is what he meant by replenishing the earth, such that a counterfeit would come in and not replenish the earth, but would devour the whole earth and everyone in it. The residue would be whoever's left over. And many people look at it as the righteous church. No, we're not even talking about that. We're talking about everybody, everything that's left over after they get finished destroying it. Okay, now, notice what it says, okay? And that's what it meant by replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth on the earth. Now, some people take this scripture to say, see, we can kill everything, we can destroy everything, we can eat everything. That's what the Bible said in that verse. No, that is not what the Bible said in that verse.
Not at all.
But that is what is taught. I mean, just so you can justify the ends by the means. Okay, next verse. And Elohim said, behold, I have given you what? Every herb bearing what?
Seed.
Seed. He did not give you the herb. He gave you the herb bearing seed, the seed, which is upon the face of all the earth. That's your nuts and grains. And every tree in the which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed, for you it shall be for meat. That's the word food. Most times people translate the word food for meat. So some people think God is talking about meat, flesh. No, he calls flesh flesh. He calls meat food. And that's one of the problems with the translation of the King James Bible of this meat versus food.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because we can see that there's no meat he gave them in verse 29.
True.
There's no food. He gave them what? Fruit and grains and nuts. That's called a fruitarian diet. He did not give them vegetables. Vegetables comes in later for a specific reason. Okay. Verse 30. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. So he made the animals vegetarians.
Mm-hmm.
Not you. Okay, whoever has somebody in the background, if they hit star 6 to mute out, because somebody's people are feeding back in. Okay, so we see that there was two diets, a vegetarian diet for animals and a fruitarian diet for humans. Now, there's a reason. Fruits do not heal your system. They just cleanse it. Herbs and vegetables cleanse your system. I mean, heals your system. Let me just repeat that over. Fruits cleanse, greens heal. So before sin, there was no needing for healing, so that's why we were fruitarians. Get that?
Mm-hmm.
I am never telling anybody to go on a fruitarian diet because after the sin, we're going to see what happens. Chapter 3, and we see changes up their diet again. Okay, in chapter 3, he tells us, and the Lord God, all right, verse number 17. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. And the bread and the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread. Okay, so here he introduces us to herbs or to the greens. So after sin, he introduced a vegetarian diet to humans. Now the question is, how do we wind up with this other diet, which is the diet of flesh. Okay? Let's move on in the next chapter, in chapter 9. We find out that Yahweh gives us another diet. The diet he gives us here is the diet that we can eat flesh. But he qualifies that type of diet. Now, the question is, why did he give us a different diet? Does anyone have an understanding on that?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Now,
okay. Someone wanted to say something? Okay, let's turn to chapter 6 for a minute.
I'm
still in Genesis.
6. Oh, Genesis 6.
Still in Genesis. Okay, in Genesis chapter 6, starts off at verse 1. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born to them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, and that they were fair, and that they took of them wives of all which they chose. And Yahweh said, my spirit shall not always strive with man or human, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. Now, remember, before the flood, they were living to 900 years and more, almost 1,000 years. So for him to cut their life to 120 years, that's like 10%. He wiped out 90% of their life. Y'all get that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, verse 4 says, there were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of Elohim came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men which were of old, men of renown. And Elohim saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and that every imagination of the thought of the heart was only evil continually. And it repenteth Elohim that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him to his heart. And Yahweh said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and creeping things, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. So Yahweh is number one, cutting off our lives to 120, 10% of approximately 1,000 years, because of the wickedness of man had become great in the earth. And he said he was wiping us out. Now, those who do not really understand the Bible and understand what's been going on, he gave us the new diet to shorten our lifespan. Y'all get it?
Mm-hmm.
He did not give us the new diet to stretch out our lifespan, but to cut our lifespan from almost 900 or almost 1,000 years to around 100 years. Because he did not want wicked people living 1,000 years. So he cut it to one-tenth, approximately, around 100, 120, 70, different numbers that'll come up. And now that's where we are. Now, usually those that are obese, I was reading in, hearing on NPR, that a group of people in Mississippi, that they, the black males or the males, die at 65, when the average rate of the American lifespan is 75. And that's because they are mostly, their children are like 44% obese. And Mississippi is the greatest state with the most obese people in America. And so they're the most obese state on the planet. So, and they're dying earlier. They have diabetes, high blood pressure. Now they're saying that kids that are, one kid who's 4 years old, I think he's 4 years old, he's 75 pounds. They said that the children used to get on the bus and you used to sit three to a seat. They can only sit two to a seat now. They're saying that some of the people are having heart attacks and having strokes in their 20s, when you only used to have that in your 50s and 60s and 70s. So people are coming down with diseases of old people from teenagers to their 20s. So people will, as the Bible said, that they will be wiping us out on the earth. And it's only through one thing that's killing us, our diet and our exercise. The things that Yahweh has given to us, the nine laws of health, we have now totally let them go. And we don't understand why things are being so bad. But remember, we read that they're going to devour the earth and the remnant, everybody on the planet. And the lifestyle of the Western diet, the American diet, or what they call the standard American diet, which is initials SAD, which is the SAD diet, is wiping out not just this part of the planet, but as we import it into the East world and to the rest of the world. Now, we're going to go through some of the stories. We don't have time to look them all up. But the next one that I remember was Daniel and the three Hebrew companions, Azariah, Mishael, and Mishael, Azariah. We usually know them as Abednego. Daniel and three, I'm not going to remember them off. I was trying to remember their Hebrew name. Azariah, Mishael, and Azariah, I think. Hazariah. But those three were given a diet of the king's delight, or what the king had, the king's food. And so when we look at the king's food, the question is asked, the Bible says in the book of Revelation that the delicacies of the kings, or the delicacies of this world, those particular foods are the same foods that Daniel was given and the same foods that we're given today. When we look at the slave master and we look at the slave, during the slave time, the slave master would come down with high blood pressure, diabetes, and all these diseases. The slaves never came down with any of them, because they followed the nine laws of health through exercise, diet, and so forth. They ate straight, okay? Once we, quote-unquote, got free or liberated, we now went to the slave master's diet, and now we're dying with their same death. The slaves have more sense than the people who we say got degrees. So as time went on, that we have that same diet offered to us, which is usually all the unclean animals that Yahweh's told us not to eat, we justify that we can eat them, and it's okay because they're going to just kill us off, and that's what it said when he gave them meat. That was the purpose of it. Now, as we move on, as we looked at Daniel, we find out that Daniel and him asked to be tested for 10 days. During those 10 days, it said that they were brighter and that they were more healthier than the other people that ate the king's meat. And so they were allowed that diet for another 3.5 years while they were doing college. That's what we would call it, while they were in training. And it says at the end of the training that they were 10 times wiser than everybody in the realm, all the teachers, everybody. So Yahweh's diet does give you everything that you need, even though the world and the church will tell us, no, it doesn't. On top of that, as you move on, we find out that Daniel did a 21-day cleanse also later on, I think around chapter 9 and 10 in Daniel. And it talks about that's when he was given dreams and vision of the last days. So as Messiah said that, hey, these things don't come except through what? Fasting and prayer. This was what was happening. Then as we move on through time, we find out that the person who had brought in Christ, the Messiah's first coming, who was John the Baptist, which we are to herald in his second coming. We are supposed to be like John the Baptist. We find out that he was in the wilderness, not in the big cities, in the wilderness doing what? Preaching and teaching, and he was on a special diet also. when we find out the first test that the Messiah is given is, as Catherine and Lola had mentioned, is the 40-day fast. And the first thing that he's offered is to change this stone into bread. So the place where Adam and Eve fell, that is the first place where the Messiah picks up. The heralder of the first coming we find on a special diet so that they might be able to think clearly and hear the voice of Yahweh. As we move forward, we find out as time goes on, as we get to the last days, the Bible talks about that one of the last temptations will be the mark of the beast. And the issue over the mark of the beast is you will not be able to buy or sell, save ye that have the mark of the beast. So the issue will come down to diet again. Appetite, which started it. Appetite, which is where the Messiah started. And this is where we're going to end up. And people will have to make that choice again. And so that's why in our website we talk about 10-day cleanse. We talk about cleansing program because we believe it. And this is one aspect that has to become sustainable to Yahweh's people if they're going to make it through the end. So some will tell you you're suffering. Yes, but we're suffering for a reason, so that we might be able to be free and that we might be liberated, so that Yahweh might be able to go and talk and walk through us.
So Brother Emmanuel now.
That's what he will need. Yes.
The 10-day cleanse. Do you have a program for it, or how do you recommend?
We'll get all that into detail a little later. Yeah,
okay.
We can do that. That's not a problem. That's why it's up on the website. It tells you some of the details. It gives you a lot of stuff. There's testimonies up there, so anybody can look and, you know, develop it. Not a problem. I mean, can understand it. So as we go through these last days, as we are in these times that we're in, as Yahweh wants to reflect himself through us and communicate through us. Now, he communicates through us through our nervous system, which is an electrical system. Now, the only way, and when we eat certain foods, they block or benumb our brain such that we cannot communicate with him, and that's why we have this problem that we're in. Satan knows this, and he knows that if he can keep us off a lifestyle that will be sustainable, he knows that we will never know what Yahweh is saying. And that's why so many people can be in the churches and have no clue that they don't know the scriptures, the scriptures are not being taught, and that they are down a path that is leading to destruction. Because that's what the diet does. That is the purpose of the diet. That's why it's called the standard American diet, the SAD diet. This is the diet we're transporting through the whole planet. And as other parts of the world has had sustainable lifestyles, they're changing it. So because the Bible promised us that in the last days that all the world wandered after the beast.
Right.
Not all the world. And we are transporting this to the world. And most people don't know that we are in the belly of the beast. And churches are supposed to be proclaiming this, but they have no clue. They will tell you that Islam is the beast. They will tell you Muslims are the beast. They will tell you Krishna is the beast. Anybody and everybody but America. And so we will find ourselves in the place where things, where all the stuff that's destroying the planet is coming from us. It's not coming from anywhere else. And it's our lifestyle, it's our thinking, it's our corrupt minds that is perpetuating this and forcing it on the rest of the world.
Right.
Oh, Yahweh is calling us up to a higher place such that we might be able to share this with the world, with the church, with our friends, and with our neighbors so that people can start to be able to see through this thick darkness. And that's what we're in. The Bible says the world is in darkness, and there's people in thick darkness. And we have to decide as we move along, as we start to study, and as we start to understand things of how far really want Oh, wait. Someone, sick, please, whoever's baby it is.
I don't know.
Whoever has a baby in their room, please hit star 6. So that can be, you know, you can still hear. You just will be blocking out the other sounds. Okay, so this is where we find ourselves. And so as we try to figure out what Yahweh has for us next, we pray that we might all be able to try to get a deeper relationship and understanding with his will. Are there any questions in reference to, now, as it relates to the atonement, as we have our minds clear, and I'm glad that y'all brought up the scripture, that these things don't come except through fasting and prayer, as our minds get clearer, then Yahweh will be able to be one with us. Because the Bible says that he can't dwell in a, what? He said, he that destroys the temple of Yahweh, him shall Yahweh destroy also, right? So if we're destroying the temple of Yahweh, how can he reveal himself to us? And so Yahweh, you know, wants us to get a better perception, get a better clarity, so that as he talks to us and as he reveals himself to us, then we can take the next step and move forward. And that's how he would want us to be one with him, so that he can be able to both will and do of his good pleasure. And the Bible says that the whole world is moaning and groaning, waiting for the manifestations of the sons of Elohim. And we're the ones that's holding this up. So, as the Bible says, it is high time for us to wake out of our sleep, that we might be able to reveal to the world what Yahweh has called us to be. Amen.
Amen.
That's the end of our study for today. Is there any comments or anything anyone would like to say at this point?
You said about the cleansing that we would learn. Is it somewhere you said we can find it on the internet?
Yes. If you go under the, when you come to the homepage, you go under new CDs and DVDs. You click there, and as you scroll down, it'll tell you if you want to hear some of the clips on health. There's a whole health section. You click there, and some of the lectures and stuff that we've been doing are there. And you'll also read about, there's even a PowerPoint presentation in there. And there's many testimonies of those that have gone through the program of what type of results they have gotten.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, so there's lots of, I think the majority of my website is health with all the books and so forth.
So you kind of tailor the program yourself then, just based on...
No. It's a clear program. No. You don't...
Okay. I'll check it out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Very specific.
Brother Fraser. Brother Emmanuel.
Yes.
We have to remember something. As you're speaking, something came to my mind. This false beast, this false monstrosity of an object that is plowing through the earth. Remember, it says that the dragon gave him his power, the feet,
and
great authority. So what we are seeing displayed on the face of this earth has nothing to do with the gifts of the Father, as far as this beast is concerned. Its power, its seat, and its great authority. So when we see the rampancy of homosexuality and the rampancy of hatred and the rampancy of drugs and the rampancy of unequal rights and all this kind of thing raging through the earth, we have to understand that these are the consequences of the diabolical powers that have been given to this nondescript beast.
Good point.
Everybody there?